love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The News Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
Lusaka to the rest of the world. This is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, I'm Cholwe Piri Simunga. The headlines: FRA announces crop marketing price. NGO WASH Forum calls for intensified menstrual health education. Manga Health Post rehab works advance. Zafod joins the world in commemorating digital inclusion for persons with disabilities, and Bill Gates to give most of his $200 billion fortune to Africa. And now the news in detail. Rehabilitation works at Manga Health Post in Chama South constituency have reached an advanced stage, with construction expected to be complete within the next 3 weeks. Speaking during an inspection of the facility, Chama South Member of Parliament Davison Amungandu expressed satisfaction with the pace of the ongoing works. The health facility suffered intensive damage last year when its roof was blown off due to heavy rains, an incident that also left several other structures in the area destroyed. Mr. Amungandu commended the contractor for adhering to timelines set and maintaining construction standards, noting that the health post is crucial to improving access to healthcare services in the area. Ms. Amungandu stated that once rehabilitation is complete, the clinic will be connected to power, a development made possible through the support from World Vision Zambia. He emphasized that access to reliable health infrastructure is key to addressing the health needs of rural communities, adding that the government, in partnership with cooperating partners, is committed to ensuring improved healthcare delivery in Chama District. Government activist Michael Zulu has commended the full-scale works on the Lusaka-Ndola dual carriageway. Mr. Zulu, who is also a resident of Lusaka's 10 miles area, has described the project as a major milestone for national development and economic growth. He says the project is already opening up opportunities for both small and large businesses along the highway. Mr. Zulu also noted that the project reflects a chapter in public infrastructure development, and Mr. Zulu has also praised the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA, and the Zambia Police Traffic Unit for managing the traffic congestion caused by the ongoing construction works. He has since urged members of the public to give contractors the space and time to complete their works. Social economist Kelvin Tsanga says fuel is a crucial input in production and plays a central role in driving various businesses and investment activities. Recently, the Energy Regulation Board announced the reduction in fuel prices for petrol from 32.14 to 31.36 kwacha, and diesel from 27.38 to 25.12 kwacha. Commenting on the fuel price, Mr. Tsanga says the decrease seen in fuel costs may directly affect the costs structure of multiple sectors, particularly those that are dependent on transport, logistics and energy-dense processes. Mr. Tsanga states that the lower fuel price reduction and cost of transportation and of commodities allowing households, especially those that are under or within the low income bracket, to allocate more of their income to other essential industries. He says households may now use their incomes towards food, healthcare and education, and for businesses. A reduction in fuel may lead to lower operation and production expenses, which lead to having predictable and manageable expenses in terms of costs center for fuel. The Zambia NGO WASH Forum says several girls and women in the country face significant barriers such as social, cultural and systemic challenges in managing their menstrual hygiene effectively. Forum Board Treasurer Amanda Malagan disclosed that according to data availed, only 2 in 5 schools in Zambia provide menstrual health education, while just 1 in 3 schools have designated facilities for menstrual waste disposal in girls' toilets. Ms. Malagan says several girls, especially in rural areas, miss school during their menstrual periods due to lack of access to sanitary products and safe private facilities. She says this in Lusaka when she officially opened a learning event for the NGO WASH Forum on Menstrual Hygiene Management under the theme Dignity in Menstruation, a Shared Responsibility for Progress. Ms. Malaga noted that while inclusive WASH was part of Zambia's national guidelines, several schools were still lacking easily accessible facilities, making girls with disabilities excluded from education and other social activities. She has since called for immediate action and ensure positive impact of community-led initiatives and national policy shifts that provide reusable pads, safe spaces, and menstrual health education. The Zambia Federation of Disability Organizations, ZAFOD, has joined the rest of the world in commemorating World Assistive Technology Day. ZAFOD Programs Officer Stephen Peary says the Federation is part of various activities taking place across the world for 3 days to appreciate technological efforts and innovations that ease the accessibility of persons with disability. Mr. Peary says conversations around persons with disabilities must always be discussed along with digital inclusion, adding that the organization supports all efforts aimed at improving the welfare of persons with disabilities.
Okay, thank you so much. So today, tomorrow and the 5th of June 2025, the Zambia Federation of Disability Organizations, ZAFOD, joins the globe in celebrating and commemorating the 60th annual Inclusive Africa Conference that is being supported by Enable Africa.